you tell me something about Statenville, what it's like? Is it a big town?
No, it's not. It's a small town.
Uh-huh. Turn this thing over. And what are most of the people around there do? Do they do farming, or is there a mill around? Or?
No, there's not a mill around. There's farming, mostly farming, pulpwood and such as that.
Uh-huh.
Posting.
And do you know how many churches it has all things?
Yeah, there's about three.
Uh-huh. So that's a fast-sized town, then. Mm-hmm. Are there any colored people there?
Well, not too many.
Uh-huh.
But they are a quarters kind of back in the back section of town.
Uh-huh.
But there's not too many down there. There used to be a turpentine still there. But it's gone out of business now.
Uh-huh. So now, let's see. I have a bunch of questions for you. And what I want you to do is just tell me really what you do say, you know, for these things. And if there's more than one, if you use more than one word sometimes to mean one thing, just tell me all of them. And if you don't, if you can't think of any word that you just normally use, then just tell me that too, because that's just as important.
Are those questions you're
asking? Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Daylight.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression that has sun in it?
Sunlight, I guess, would be.
Okay. Would you ever say sunrise or?
Sunrise, mm-hmm.
Or sun up?
Well, I don't know. I imagine I would say sun up. Sure would.
You would? Mm-hmm. Well, would you? Which one of all those would you be most likely to say?
Sun up.
Sun up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Dark.
Okay. And you have an expression with sun.
Sunshine.
Well, now this is when the sun disappears.
Sundown.
Okay. Now let's see. What time was it 20 minutes ago? Can you see that?
It was 20 till 1.
Okay, and what about 15 minutes ago?
15 till 1.
15?
Till 1, wasn't
it? Okay. Now, some people say 15 till, and some people say 15 to, and some people say quarter on. And
yeah.
Is this kind of stuff we're interested in, just which one, you know, it's not a test or anything, we're
no.
just interested in knowing which one you would say.
Mm-hmm.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds disappear, and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is?
Rainy.
Well, if it's not raining anymore, though, the rain stops.
The rain has cleared up.
Okay. let's see. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Just a shower.
Okay. What do you call the shelf over over a fireplace?
A mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Foretold.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Let's see. Kindlewood.
Okay. What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Splinters.
Okay. What do you call those things in the fireplace that lie down flat that you put the wood crossways on?
Fardel.
Okay. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Clothes closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? Like, you know, they sort of like that
uh-huh.
on a wooden house?
Weatherboard.